It's live, pal.
The following contest scheduled for one fall.
The cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.
You never came looking for me to prove that you're the baddest. So, I've come looking for you to prove you're not.
All over the country, people have been asking me, why, Eddie, why? Week after week, trying to make me look like a jackass!
Lately, he just hasn't been very oozy. I'm home.
This ain't no disco. Ain't no country club either. This is the Three Count Thursday podcast. So let's go, baby.
Chin up, tits out, and watch for the shoe.
Facebook, Twitter, of course, the lovely social medias all around the world. Welcome to 3CT Live. Here on a beautiful Thursday evening, afternoon, Thursday. Morning, wherever you guys are. It's weird. It's weird. We are we're definitely not we're without our sea captain navigating us through the ins and outs. I know it's very confusing. I am Big. I am not Jim. It is Tim. Joined by Ryan and intern Mark today on a wonderful Thursday. Thank you so much for joining us. Head over to 3countthursday.com. See everything we have in store for you there, as well as our TeePublic, so much more. If you're not following us on social media already, do so. 3countthursday everywhere across the board. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok. It's all over there. We're spreading far and wide, and boy, I'm glad that Jim's not here to record any of what we say for the soundboard. It's open, Jim. Be as crazy as you guys want to say. I'm not telling him anything. But let us go around the. I gotta find it. Where is did he label it Snoop, or did he label it something else? He did. Ryan,
you all right, sir?
Where the hell's everybody at?
I don't know. Everybody decided they wanted to go on vacation, apparently.
Our host, our captain, the guider of our ship, Matt's not here tonight. Jim, I think Jim's in South Carolina right now. South Kakalaki. I mean, what's he doing down there?
Beautiful. He's this paying, time of year.
He's paying tribute to the Cox.
He loves the Cox.
Everybody knows Big. If there's one thing I know about Big Jim, is that he loves the South Carolina Cox.
Big fan of the Cox.
For sure.
Mark, have you ever seen the Cox play?
The Cox? I have. Unfortunately, I saw the Cox play several times, and I changed the channel.
Understandable. Not everybody it's on your Super Box. Carolina fan. Yeah.
Yes, the Cox. It was cockfighting.
I think you're watching. We're talking about, I think, college football
or basketball
or basketball. The South Carolina, the Gamecocks. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you guys were talking about the Spice Channel.
Now, does the Spice Channel come in blurry for you on the Super Box like it did for all of us with like cable?
Well, if Hillbilly is not on the Wi-Fi, it comes in clear.
Oh, God, I got to put up with this.
But if Hillbilly is on the Wi-Fi, it ain't so clear.
That's fair enough. Speaking of things being in the clear, intern Mark, I'm afraid to ask.
You all right, sir?
Tim, it's time to make the donuts.
Good point. point to the wrong
he
side.
He can't even point the right way. Donuts.
And let me tell you something right now.
He's right behind you in the same room.
He just cannot do it.
Well, just wait till I turn on Three Count Thursday. Wait till I turn on Three Count Thursday. Tim, it ain't no cheap thrill. It's a roller coaster ride, baby. Jump on. Come on. Come on. Because, Tim, if you can't tell, this is Three Count Thursday.
All right. Fair enough. I think we got away with a couple of good ones, but good to see some familiar
Tim,
faces in the chat.
This doesn't have to be a mathematical equation.
Oh, my gosh. He's not done.
You can simply slip off your jeans and turn on the show, screaming yes in quotations. Clock in, Tim, and get to work. Night shift, but with all the perks. Time stamping when you fell in love. Time can't mess with us on Three Count Thursday. Tim, if you're thinking about falling, I got you covered like garbage.
He got you twice!
Oh, I deserve an applause for keeping you up late so you can't see straight. Wait till you turn on Three Count Thursday. Three Count Thursday. I'm doing great. It's good to be here. I'm chilly. Did you want some chili? It's a little chilly out there.
Why are you so cold?
Is there a draft
in your house? Like we're working into spring. It's a seasonal April day here in central Pennsylvania. It's not that cold.
It's a little nippy. It was in the 60s, I think, and that's okay.
Oh my gosh.
What's your perfect ideal operating temperature? Like if you could set your dial in your house to a degree that you're like, I'm going to operate at this. This is where I'm best. I'm a degree guy.
I thought you were going to ask me what my perfect date is. And I did say April 25th.
Well,
but my perfect temperature. Probably 72.
Watch this guy
degrees.
Say 71.
What? He said 70.
72.
No, get out of here with your 72.
What's wrong with 72? Ugh.
It's about 4 degrees too hot.
All right, what about 69?
See, that's where I set it.
Yes, Tim likes it at the 69.
I do. It's a nice temperature. Mark, we have a fan of yours.
Are you serious?
A Brandon Bemenderfer?
That's my boy Brandon. He's getting married in July.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, she's a wonderful woman. Hi, Brandon.
Congratulations.
Hi, Logan.
Welcome to the Hall of Fame. Be sure to show off that ring everywhere you go.
Show it off the ring.
Brandon, I've never been inducted. Mark's been kicked out. That's good shame.
Well, no, I was happy to get kicked out. I'll tell you what.
He voluntarily turned that Hall of Fame ring back in.
Whoever said money can't buy happiness, smoke never paid for a divorce. I'll tell you that right now.
I think that'll be me ever.
Why are you fired up? It's a Thursday.
Did you have off work today? No, I was working. I put in quite a few steps today as well. I was out there stepping.
You got to be.
I was stepping, Tim. Well, I'm fired up because tomorrow night I'm going to go see Flo Rida. That's got me fired up.
Where's
I got a good
Flo
feeling.
Rida at?
York.
Is he really?
Yes.
Oh, there's how the mighty great, have fallen.
There's still some great tickets available, Smoke.
Is there really?
Yes, you want to go.
I've got nothing to do.
Come on out.
Oh my God.
What's Flo Rida tickets costing in 2024?
Are you a student at York College?
I haven't been a student at college for years.
All right, then it's $50.
For Flo Rida, that's not awful.
No, and you know what? It's in like a gym, so you can, it's standing room only. You just kind of hang out. And
with a bunch of college kids, that's, I'm too old for that
get
shit.
Get you on a list.
Come on down. If you come on out, then I won't be the oldest person there.
You're older than me. You will be the oldest person there.
You know.
I mean, I can help bring the age average up, but I ain't doing much for you.
Yeah.
Come on. We'd love for you to come on out. We'll talk about it off the air.
Yeah. Yeah. I will strongly consider going to see Flo Rida with you tomorrow at the York College in a gym.
In a gym. Oh, that's where I saw Young Gravy last year.
What is wrong with you?
Well, Gravy's off probation.
I heard about that. Is he really?
Yes, he was.
Well, you can't say today? That. We had to censor that, Mark. You can't say that on air.
Today, he probably is today, Tim.
With who? With what?
Today. He's probably with some.
Oh, God.
Gravy.
Oh, Big you know, Jim.
Today,
Funko Pop, Big Jim checks in.
That's right. But we do have a little bit to talk about today. Of
Wait
course.
How are you doing, God. Though? You all right, sir? We didn't ask you.
I'm doing fine if you let me try to keep this thing on the rails, Mark.
That's
I'm
a good sorry, question. It sounded like you weren't going to ask yourself.
No, you were.
Come I was on, not. Skipper. I was ready to just go ahead.
You're
full
the skipper
steam
of the
head.
Boat tonight.
That's right. I'm trying to.
All right, Mr. Hal.
We'll be your ghetto sea captain, trying to get you here and there and everywhere. But
thank you, Mary.
Isn't that a Flo Rida song, Ghetto Sea Captain?
Yes, Ghetto Sea Captain.
Is that a Flo Rida jam?
Is it really?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't. Think
I didn't
so.
Think
he
so.
He had that that hit with Kesha, Right Round.
Yes, she. Yes, he did. He had Wild Ones with Sia.
Wild Ones. That
yep,
was good.
Wild Ones. I heard you like the Wild Ones, Tim.
No. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, no. Ooh. He has whistle.
Sounds like Tim wants to make a trip to your college
I
tomorrow.
I definitely
not
do
that
not.
Far.
No,
come on.
No, I have to get a haircut for next weekend, which we will talk about in a minute. But
all right.
Of course, tonight here on this live edition of 3CT. By the way, give it a like, give it a share, get other people in here because we're going to be talking about prognostications for AEW Dynasty this weekend live on pay-per-view. We're also going to talk about WWE deciding to shake things up a bit once again as it's draft season. But we have not one but two pieces of a breaking news. We'll get the first frivolous one out of the way first. I am returning back to commentary next week for Three Legacies Wrestling's New Dawn. Very excited to be on the call for not one, not two, but three legacies. Very excited to see live and in person what the guys and gals of Three Legacies will have in store for me. Very excited. If you have not gotten your ducats
who?
Still available, who
today?
You can get them today.
Yeah,
and you can get them tomorrow when tomorrow becomes today.
Today
at threelegacieswrestling.com. It's going to be a great time over at Millersville University. Beautiful time, beautiful this time of year.
Oh God, beautiful.
So we'll talk more about the Three Legacies event next week, but I'm definitely excited to be back in the commentary booth. Get to work that muscle once again. Ryan, you've got a member of the adoring public here for you. Jonathan giving you a what's up.
John, what's up, John? I haven't seen John in a couple years. He was my hookup for Prime Energy Drink, the Logan Paul beverage. Yeah. Back when it came out, he was the first person to ever tell me about Prime. I was like, never heard of it, don't want it. And he's like, you're gonna want it. It's gonna sell really good, and folks will make some money. And Jonathan, God dog, he was right.
Holy
yeah, 1.3 was it $1.6 billion later, and Prime
Jonathan knew
is...
what he was talking about.
Yeah, he did. Wow. You got questions about hydration. You asked John.
You asked John in the comments.
He knows. You haven't seen John since Hector was a pup.
Hector was slightly older than a pup the last time I saw John.
He was middle-aged.
He still had the puppy energy, though.
Right, the puppy energy. He was a middle-aged dog at this time.
Yeah. There's a big puppy energy.
Right.
But
tell us more. Three Legacies.
Yes, we'll talk more about, we'll set up everything for Three Legacies next week, give them nice hard sell, the nice hard push on next Thursday's 3CT, but it's going to be a grand affair, multiple title matches on the line, going to be
fatal four-way,
a fun time.
I believe, for the championship.
Yeah, fatal four-way, indeed.
Going to be a box for sure.
J.S. Hawthorne's going to have his hands full.
A very
the
full.
New champion.
Tim, we're about 15 minutes into the show. You have taken over the reins. How frustrated are you right now, 1 to 10?
I'm a 1.
Oh, you're only a one. Okay, Mark, you've got to do a little bit better.
Oh,
I'm trending at a one.
No.
I'm trying to be nice to Tim. He's my boy.
That's all good. You guys can abuse me just as you normally would.
So what happened is Tim came into the podcast, much like Jim did with our Take Three friends, and just kicked Jim right out of the podcast.
I did.
No longer with us for this week and next. but we essentially EJ'd him from this podcast.
If you guys have ever seen the cinematic classic Semi-Pro, we traded Big Jim for a washing machine.
My God, what a great film.
Yeah.
Mark, that had your favorite actor in it.
Andre 3000.
Yes.
Andre the Giant 3000.
No, that's a slightly different Andre.
I want washing machine.
Did you guys ever see that bit? It was from like a game show, like a fast action, like trivia show. And somebody was like, this 1990s Andre won like multiple back-to-back grand slams. And the lady's like, Andre the Giant? Obviously they were looking for Andre Agassi, but their reply was Andre the Giant.
That was so good.
Mark, you have some audio actually of Andre playing tennis, right? Have you ever?
Yeah, it was.
How did that go?
That was a double. Look out for my ball.
All right, you know what? Not my favorite bit.
I don't know any tennis terms.
That's fair.
It's
you
okay.
You look like a guy that would enjoy pickleball.
Oh, I love some pickleball. Pickleball is a big deal around here.
It is.
A big deal. Nah.
All right. But before we get into the fun and games of everything, unfortunately, we do have serious news to talk about. I'm sure it has not gotten lost on a lot of people, especially if you stick close to the internet. But unfortunately, the Oklahoma State Athletic Commission has made AEW public enemy number one, all thanks to Nyla Rose. So if you missed out on that, apparently there is a rule in Oklahoma in which transgendered persons cannot compete in any wrestling, boxing, kickboxing, and mixed martial arts in the state. And when Nyla Rose competed in Oklahoma for AEW, the company were in violation of the rule, which prohibits transgender athletes from competing against cisgender ones. And the Athletic Commission, or OSAC, has basically said that there will be, quote, punitive action made against them, being AEW and Nyla Rose. Of course, Tony Khan was asked about this. You know, we're hyping up the first pay-per-view of their year, or second of the year, right? Very backwards.
Oh, keep talking about Oklahoma. Go ahead.
Oh, for sure.
I'm playing their Oklahoma theme song.
Yes, you are. But Tony Khan, of course, during the important things to talk about for AEW Dynasty, got derailed with this conversation. And he actually, you know, in a moment of clarity, he defended his athlete and he defended AEW as well. Quote, I don't think we did anything wrong. I'm really, really shocked by it. I don't think there should be discrimination against transgendered wrestlers or transgendered people at all. They have rights. And to that end, I absolutely stand by Nyla Rose. AEW stands by Nyla Rose and all transgender people who want to play sports. And this is wrestling. There is nothing wrong with it. This isn't necessarily meant to be a political stand on the podcast. A lot of people tend to conflate basic human liberties with politics.
But good on Tony Khan. You know, this is a much needed W for Tony Khan amidst everything from 2 weeks ago. But of course, Tony Khan has always been a people's manager, so to speak. He has stood by his people publicly, even to a fault at certain times. But Ryan, why do you support the Oklahoma State Athletic Commission and their stance on? I'm kidding, totally kidding. What was your gut reaction when you heard how backwards Oklahoma is in 2024?
Man, I hope nobody tuned out just at that moment. Jesus. Christ.
I can also give the barbs.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Man, it's a staged performance. Like, I don't understand why athletic commissions that commission boxing and mixed martial arts still has their hands in professional wrestling, which everybody can agree is performance art theater, if you will. The matches are predetermined. They are not striking each other with intent to knock out or knock down a la boxing or MMA. The only reason that these athletic commissions still exist is to collect the almighty dollar. That is the only reason. I have seen a Pennsylvania State Athletic Commission come into an independent wrestling show, go up to the promoter. That promoter has to whip out a $100 bill because that's the fee for them to walk through the fucking door.
Just to walk in.
And then within 5 to 10 minutes, that athletic guy, he's gone. The commissioner's gone. He's not watching the whole show. He's just out on a Saturday or a Sunday collecting $100 bills.
Yeah. You would think he's...
I don't know why they still are in existence. There are good, I'm sure, that comes from them, that doctors are at facilities, things of that nature. But I think any respectable promoter would have a doctor at their facility in case something happens. It's just such an old God. They're just unnecessary. It doesn't surprise me that Oklahoma's ass backwards with the thoughts of intergender right. Not intergender. I apologize. Trans rights. Or intergender wrestling, even for that matter. Tony Khan. Kudos to him. But honestly, this was a layup. This is a pretty easy statement to make to support Nyla Rose here, and I hope one of two things happen. Fuck the whole state and punish the whole state. That's fine. Until they decide. That's fucking being serious. They're the people right. with the power to vote these people out. Until they decide to make that choice, fuck them. Or go back to Oklahoma and, I don't know, have an entire dynamite show where it's literally Nyla Rose in a gauntlet match for two hours.
And
at the end, Nyla Rose holds both the AEW World Championship and the Women's TBS. Championship.
Yeah.
Have her beat the TBS and the TNT champion. Have her beat both cis guys, cis girls. Nyla Rose stands tall at the end of the night, just giving the bird to Oklahoma.
What's probably crazy about this, Ryan and Mark, is that this is probably a rule. There's so many. I know you guys may have probably, you're bored on the internet sometimes, and you look at like old archaic rules that certain states or cities have, where it's like it's illegal to have cars on certain streets on Sunday.
I'm willing to bet this law in Oklahoma got signed into law like 4 days ago.
I'm sure
they are just that backwards.
The ink was drying.
You can't, right. In Pennsylvania, you can't ride a bicycle on your head backwards or something like that. Like, I remember stupid laws like that. This seems intentional. How are we commenting on our own stuff? What is going on here?
You know, it's really great when we have like a producer in the background who can like push social media stuff and not be an active member of the show. It's really nice.
But you think Jim's doing this?
I think so. I think Big Jim is just very bored in South Carolina.
Jim,
Jim's upset.
Is giving swing those big grapefruits against the wall down there. Just asking.
You know, he's trying, but
you know,
Mark, do you have any thoughts or opinions on the Nyla Rose situation in OKLAHOMA, Oklahoma?
Well, Tim, we know we belong to the land. And the land we belong to is grand. And when we say, yow, we're only saying, you're doing fine, Oklahoma. Oklahoma, okay. Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. Oklahoma, you suck. Are you kidding me? What an awful, stupid, terrible law 2024. Come on.
I know.
Who cares? Like Smokey said, vote them out. I'm sure there's people in there curious. That are. Oh, just why? Who cares? Let Nyla Rose alone. Let people alone. Not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
Please.
And at the end of the, this is staged combat. It's not a real fight. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it's a guy, a cis guy versus a cis girl. Like, it is staged. There's nothing wrong with intergender wrestling. It's not right. Everybody's cup of tea, but it's not something that should be regulated on a state level. Oklahoma probably has more important things to worry about, than Nyla Rose wrestling in a staged fight at a get the fuck out of here.
They couldn't pick Nyla Rose out of a lineup. Ain't nobody on that commission could pick her out.
I worked with Nyla Rose on the indies. Love Nyla Rose.
Right.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Nyla Rose has never been anything but nice to us ever.
Yeah.
I wish
if you're listening
nothing
to
but
us,
the best.
If you're listening to us in the greater Northern Virginia area, this Saturday, you know, 3CT always likes to tell you that we'll tell you where an independent wrestling promotion is going to be in your area. If you're in Northern Virginia, Virginia Championship Wrestling will be in Alexandria, Virginia. A friend of the show, The Boar, will be there. And Nyla Rose will also be in attendance.
Support Nyla.
Going back to, like, wrestling commissions really quick before we, like, go on with the actual content of the show, the timeliness. Wrestling commissions are crazy. Like, speaking of Virginia, to wrestle in Virginia, it's one step more than wrestling in Pennsylvania. Actually, I think Brooke Keller is also going to be in the Alexandria area this weekend for Virginia Whoa. Championship Wrestling. But wrestlers and managers and referees have to get wrestlers licenses and manager, like, actual licenses to wrestle in the state. And when the commissioner, when the representative from the athletic commission comes, he checks everybody's paperwork. And if you're not a licensed wrestler, referee, manager, you cannot perform.
You would think if they were smart, they would have forms there and willing to take money to sign the person up on the spot.
I'm not sure if they've done that, because most of the time...
Because it just sounds like a money grab by Virginia.
Definitely a money grab.
It is also very archaic. It is very old. But then, like, you think, go back and listen to all of your promos from, like, Jim Crockett Promotions in, like, the 1980s and hearing wrestlers talk about, oh, I got my manager's license to be at ringside for this. That's a real thing if you're in Virginia. That is an actual statement. Hopefully, and I don't know if I speak for all of us, but I hope this is the only time we ever have to talk about Oklahoma again in any regards to wrestling and being backwards politically for professional wrestling. Professional wrestling is for everyone. Not just for the cisgendered, not just for the trans people, for everyone. And that's kind of the beauty of everything, right? Is you cast a wide net with wrestling, And unfortunately, there's always going to be people who make things a little on the short-sighted side.
I'm going to take it even a step further. If you are somebody that hears the comment, pro wrestling is for everybody. And I'm not saying everybody should be a pro wrestler. Please do not hear that and assume that's what I'm saying. Please get trained. Take it seriously. There are schools to go to. So not everybody should be a professional wrestler. Professional wrestling as an art is for everybody. And if you hear that and think, well, not really, I don't want you listening to my podcast anymore. I don't want you tuning in. Unsubscribe and stop watching. Stop gatekeeping professional wrestling. Nobody asked you to be the fucking gatekeeper. Don't do it.
No.
No, I'm not upset.
I'm gatekeeping is so fucking dumb. Oh, this person knows less about professional wrestling. I don't think this person belongs. Fuck you. Stop watching. I dare you. Turn it off.
That's the problem. Is that there's I think we could literally blow up the entire script today and just do like a commentary on the next 30 minutes of like two truths that exist in the world of wrestling and in fandom period, right? Because you have gatekeepers who try to keep people away from things, and you have tribalism, which somewhat counteracts the gatekeeping, because it's like, okay, well, you can get into wrestling as a fan, but you gotta watch this. You can't watch any wrestling. You have to specifically watch Big Jim WWE, because that's what's right.
Tribalism is just lazy gatekeepers. They can only gatekeep half the way
or a quarter of the way or whatever, but like, just like,
right, I shouldn't say half. There's more than just the WWE and AEW. That's what most of the bickering is on right now. But right, there's a ton of professional wrestling to be consumed. AEW, TNA, Japan, all of Japan,
New Japan. Devin, I am not going to put that on the screen, but you are right with that last statement. That's the one. I didn't want to fuel Ryan anymore.
Look at this. All right. 3CT is for everyone except Biggest.
I think we have a Do I have a where's my sound bite? Where's it? Here it is. That's not it.
Come on.
Here it is. Fuck you, Bigot. Hey, that's me. I said that. You know, I was upset at that point.
Jim's driving south. He must be on our YouTube page. So VCW in Alexandria, correct? That is Northern Virginia. Still, we're not
correct.
Jim discovered how long Virginia is to drive through today, and that is a shit long state.
So it's wide. It's not necessarily long.
If you're going tip to tip, it's a long trip, and you're not stopping through it.
It's like 3 hours.
That's like Delaware. It's longer than Delaware.
No, Delaware is shorter than 3 hours.
Yeah, Delaware is shorter than 3 hours. Delaware is like two.
From DC to Virginia Beach, which Virginia Beach is in the southeast of Virginia. That's 3 hours.
Really putting the work on for us.
I hope
tonight.
He's not driving.
Yeah, man.
He's driving right now.
I thought he was. I thought he was bawling
with us. Look at that.
Look at him. To prove that wrestling is for everyone, we have done a little bit of revamping for the wrestler of the week. It's not necessarily going to be something that we always discuss and bring up as a aside, as a segment for the show. But for the first week, we're happy to announce that we have a universal first number one point getter.
We also have a new Wrestler of the Week song. Mark, go ahead and sing that for us.
Hit
the
it.
Wrestler of the Week song.
Hit it.
Since Tim revamped Wrestler of the Week, cha 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 cha, we got something new. Wrestler of the Week, cha cha cha. Big Jim ain't here this week. Wrestler of the Week. Matt's down at the Tragic Kingdom. We are going to have a wrestler of the week. Cha-cha.
Love it. That's exactly how we rehearsed it.
Perfect. Yes. Nailed it.
Yes. Yes, that'll be applicable every week, even when everybody's back in full force within 2 weeks.
But it has to be live performed every week.
He's down at the Tragic Kingdom.
But congratulations to congratulations to the new IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, John Moxley. Not only getting the first place vote for all five of us, but also the People's Champ, which is me, until possibly this weekend. Of course, we'll talk more about it when we get to the Dynasty picks. But before we get to AEW as our main course, let's talk about WWE for a second, shall we?
Yeah.
Specifically, the WWE announcing that it is time to shake things up once again with the WWE draft. The draft will begin on SmackDown, April 26th. Literally next Friday will be the start of the draft that will carry on until April 29th for Monday Night Raw. But I'm certain that, like most other WWE drafts that they've done, you can assume that the shaking up of the WWE draft will not take into full effect until after the WWE superstars return back from Lyon, France for Backlash. I think they did this last time as well when the draft took place, that even though the draft had taken place, it was until after the PAPE premium live event that the draft took hold. And depending on what you hear, what you're reading from your reputable or unreputable wrestling news journalists, there is an increased desire to make NXT a viable third brand again. And NXT is, in fact, going to be a part of the WWE draft. So, Mark, I am very worried to start with you here, but what are your thoughts on this version of the WWE draft under the Paul Levesque era?
Who? Paul Levesque. Well,
yes,
Tim, it's time to shake things up again in the WWE. I think it's the perfect time to hit like a refresh button and let's get NXT in there. Let's make NXT that strong third brand that it used to be. I think it's very exciting. Now, here's the thing, though, Smokey. There is a thing. Are they going to stick to the draft, or are they going to have wrestlers going over to Raw and SmackDown week after week? If they do that, this draft don't mean nothing. It don't mean a hill of beans. But if you keep them relatively separated, this draft could really be something. It's nice when, you know, you take a Raw or a SmackDown guy and you put them on an NXT, they kind of almost reinvent themselves, so to speak. That's always exciting.
It is.
How about when,
like
Mandy Rose. Remember when Mandy went down there?
Huge.
Made a big difference.
Unfortunately, we never got to see what that would have turned into. Surprisingly, who knew that revitalizing your career in NXT would make you millions on OnlyFans?
Did it ever.
That's right.
Yeah, good on her.
But Ryan, he does, intern Mark surprisingly made a very good point of, you know, WWE having this notion, this inclination, this history of kind of violating the WWE draft as soon as it pretty much ends. Especially last year, you had Dom Mysterio, who is on and off of NXT with the North American Championship. You've had Bron Breakker, who'd moved from NXT to SmackDown. Carmelo Hayes did the same. The Creed brothers making the jump to Monday Night Raw, but there was a point in time in which they were flipping around on both brands. Do you think that this time the draft can be something that's solidified and more solid than in years prior?
I think the writing is on the wall that the WWE will at least try harder to do that. We've seen the tag team title split. Mm-hmm. So each brand now has its own tag team champions. Each brand has one main championship, one undercard championship, United States or Intercontinental,
and North American.
One women's championship. I'm sorry, and North American. There is still the women's tag team, which I believe has no longer in NXT. I think they merged it all together.
Yeah. It's a tri-branded
belt. But that's the only, I don't think the brands support enough to have a women's tag team. In fact, I would probably rather see that belt be retired and each brand get a secondary women's championship. In NXT, we're getting the North American Women's Champion,
right,
which actually looks really nice on a white strap. So I would like to see, I guess, the equivalent of the TBS championship in AEW, that each brand would get a secondary women's championship as well. But also, not everybody needs a strap, so maybe it's just not needed. But yeah, I would hope they try a little bit better. If I was setting an over-under, I would give it 2 months, and I would take the under.
Oh, that under long, 2 months. Huh? The under on 2 months before they violate the draft.
I feel good at 2 months. Let's say 2.5 months. We'll say 10 weeks. I would take the under.
Okay. That gets you within 2 months, but gives you a little wiggle room. I'm trying to recall. I know the very first draft from 2002, where it was Vince and Ric Flair as the consortium for Monday Night Raw. I feel like that brand split landed very well. But even then, it kind of got ruined a bit once Brock Lesnar became the WWE champion at SummerSlam. Because at that time, if you remember, the WWE title was the floating title. It was defended on both Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah.
And then Brock was like, I don't want to work Mondays. So that became a Thursday title. And then we get the brilliant unveiling of the World Heavyweight Championship being literally handed to Triple H by Eric Bischoff in September of 2002, I think.
Did they merge the hardcore title and the IC title and all that? Didn't that necessarily become the...
That was in 2003. In 2003, they merged the Intercontinental, the Hardcore, and
the European
title all into the World Heavyweight title. What a horrible decision.
So bad.
Yeah, very, very bad. But I'm excited to see where the draft is. Of course, it seems like both of the major television promotions are doing everything they can to pop a cheap rating. And the draft is exactly that. It gets people excited, even though we have seen the history of the WWE draft over time absolutely get just violated. No sanctity in it. But if there's anybody who can right the ship, it's going to be Triple H. And I'm looking forward to seeing what is with that. And of course, we will have all of the recaps, the rumblings and the bubblings of that in 2 weeks' time. When actually, would it be 2 weeks? Yeah, it'll be 2 weeks because the next time we're here will be the day before the draft. And then the next time we're back, we'll actually be at full strength, I believe, for 3CT heading into Backlash in France.
Backlash.
So can't wait to have you guys back. Didn't literally rash it. But as we start to put a bow on everything here for the live show on 3CT, it is, of course, time to prognosticate just a little bit. I don't know how Big Jim can, like, talk and do all of this at the same time. It is
prognosticate. This is where Jim stops talking, and we.
I know.
Mark, we sit there and we chit chat.
The Taylor Swift lyric, or
something. Right.
But
I like the chit chat.
It is, of course, thanks to Wikipedia, the most trusted source in all of wrestling news. AEW Dynasty, live from St. Louis, Missouri.
Now, Mark, you used to watch Dynasty, right?
Oh, I was a big fan of Dynasty.
Is that who shot JR?
That was that was Dallas.
Oh, that was Dallas. Dallas.
Do you know who shot JR?
It was Maggie Simpson.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
It was Maggie. She went on there and shot JR.
Shot him right in the chest.
Arr. Right there in the old barbecue sauce. Sasha Price. Now, I'll tell you, nobody shot JR. It was just a dream.
Is that how they paid it off?
Horrible payoff.
Yep, that was the payoff. That was the cliffhanger till the next season, and they paid it off. It was just a dream.
Just like deaths, when deaths aren't permanent in television and movies, it stinks. But AEW Dynasty, this weekend, live on pay-per-view, available on Fight, available on PPV.com, and available on Bleacher Report.
Available on Superbox.
We Mark, don't promote Superbox. We do not do that. But as you can see, 10 matches on the card, one on the pre-show. And then, of course, who knows what's going to take place between Rampage and Collision. But let's just go down the roll.
Go down the horn.
Starting with we go around the horn by going down the line on the card here on Wikipedia. And we're starting with a winner take all match for both the AEW and Ring of Honor 6-man tag team titles, as the Acclaimed and Daddy Ass take on Bullet Club Gold. And we will start with you, Ryan. Who's taking all the gold?
I think the Bullet Club Gold retains their ROH 6-man and becomes the new AEW Trios champion.
Very well. Intern Mark.
Yes. I agree with old Smokles over there. The Bullet Club Gold will retain and take all the gold.
That's right. 3 for 3 for us. But I think it's going to be on the heels of some chicanery, some trickeration.
In AEW.
I think we get the split of the Acclaimed. I think Max Caster turns on Anthony Bowens. Yeah, I really want to see what Anthony Bowens can do as a single star.
Who will scissor Anthony?
Daddy Ass.
Oh, so Daddy Ass stays with Anthony.
Daddy Ass stays with, but okay. Anthony. Max Caster goes away.
Got it.
And breaks away from the group. But who knows? I don't. We're just fans here. Next up in a trios match, it is the House of Mark. Taking on
something.
Yeah, taking on Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and the Ring of Honor World Champion, Mark Briscoe. In turn, Mark, I have a feeling I know who you're choosing for this match.
Yeah.
We'll go through the pleasantries now. Who do you got in this trio?
Well, my little indie girl dog came running up to make sure I was okay when she heard me making that.
I freaking bet. Sound.
She came charging like a bat out of hell. Well, I got to go with the House of Black.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I got to go with the House of Black.
Yeah.
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 Ryan.
Black.
You're unbelievable. I don't know how Adam and Eddie and Mark Briscoe would lose here. So I'm going to go with the three random non-faction wrestlers in a trios match.
Well, they don't, can't work as a team, Smoke.
See, that's my thought too, is that you know, the cohesive unit of three always beats three individual parts. Especially since Tony Khan doesn't know how to work with the House of Black. We'll see how that goes. That's very tongue-in-cheek. But I will be taking Malachi, Brody, and Buddy for this one.
And Buddy's got Mammoth, yeah, too, so there's that.
And Buddy, also, he'll have his hands full now that she's on the shelf. There's only but so many things we could talk about in the world of sports and entertainment in an hour. And a match announced on Dynamite last night in an FTR rules match. Chris Jericho will be challenging the FTW champion Hook. Ryan,
I believe you said an FTR rules match, and I was wondering,
the FTW rules.
How the FTR is figured into that.
They'll be around later.
I have, oh God. What? I feel like Jericho's going to win this fucking belt. I'm going to go with Jericho. He's going to be the new FTW champion. Mark, what does FTW stand for?
That means the world.
Oh.
The world.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Maybe we should odd the world.
Intern Mark.
Well, I don't like this one bit, but I think Jericho is going to win. I'd rather you keep it on old Hooky Boy.
Well, the hook will bring you back.
Oh, it'll bring you back. Yes. I remember like a game show contestant with a parting gift, Tim. I could not believe my eyes. But I think Jericho.
You never miss when one of us tees it up for you. Never miss.
I can never miss. Like a game show contestant with a parting gift. Tim could not believe his eyes.
Sure. It's stupid enough. Chris Jericho is going to win this. He shouldn't win, but he's going to anyways.
No, he should not win.
No.
Keep it on the hook.
It's stupid for him to win, and that's why he's going to win.
Yep, he's going to win.
In a singles match for the AEW International Championship, it is Kyle O'Reilly taking on Roderick Strong, as you just saw the man behind the curtain. Mark, we will start with you. Who do you got for this?
I got to go with O'Reilly for the win. Ow!
There we go. I had it queued up. I was ready for it.
I just want to hear that noise, that's all.
Ryan.
Yeah, if you have it queued up, I also want to hear it. I'm going to go O'Reilly.
There you go.
What's that sound you made, Smokey, when you stubbed your toe?
We can play it again. There you go.
There it is. Smokey says owl.
Sorry, I'm catching up here. Devin says strong. Big Mike. Says auto parts.
There it is.
Well, I didn't get much of it in me.
No, you didn't. I'm also going to go with Roderick Strong. The heel stable maintains, as much as I love Cool Kyle in all ways, it is just not going to be on this day for him. Roderick Strong will retain. Next up, in a house rules match for the TBS championship, it's Willow Nightingale challenging the incumbent champion, Julia Hart. Ryan.
Yeah, I think Julia retains here. I'm not sure what a house rules match is. I didn't see the stipulation what a round that is, but it sounds fun. We'll go Julia Hart.
Intern Mark.
Remember that song Angelina's Coming Home? That's something about nightingales.
Yeah. That was Sean Colvin, right?
No.
Oh, that was Sonny Came Home.
That was
Sonny Came
Home. Was it Fuel? Did Fuel sing that? Angelina's Coming Home?
Fuel, they're from Central Pennsylvania.
I think it was Fuel. Willow Nightingale. Boy, Willow, she beat, didn't she beat Monet for a championship in Japan?
It was in the U.S. for New Japan Strong.
Oh.
But you are correct, Mark.
Well,
Mark connecting the dots here.
I got dots and I got my pen and I'm connecting them.
Ridiculous.
One or two, Smokey. Two. Better or worse?
Always one worse.
Or two. One, two. One, two.
Tim,
better.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Worse.
Where are you sitting now?
I'm at a 2.
Is that a 2?
It's growing. It's growing. Better?
I'm at a 2.
You go to the eye doctor and they give you that thing.
We know what you're doing. Everybody's been there. We know what you're doing.
Better or worse?
But to answer your question from earlier, Ryan, house rules is no rope.
It wasn't really
breaks.
A question. It was more just a statement.
Well, cool. I'm answering the question anyways. No rope breaks, no enforced disqualifications, and a 20 count on the floor. And as a fourth rule, the House of Black allows their opponent to choose an additional stipulation. So,
oh my God.
Oh wow. Yeah. So the referee actually has to count at AEW.
Yes.
Can the referees count to 20?
Yes.
They can. They just, I don't think they always.
I choose not to. I think Julia's going to retain.
There's old Nate.
Hi, Nate.
You know him better as Brody Lee. Brody King.
Brody Lee King. I think Julia will retain. I think her title reign needs to continue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I've got Julia Hart here. I like for her to retain here as well. She's had a stranglehold on the TBS title. And as much as I love Willow, just not for her right now.
She's a sweetheart too.
She is.
Willow, she wrestled locally quite a bit.
Making moving over to the AEW Continental Championship, the Bastard Pack takes on the champion Rainmaker Kazuchika Okada. Intern Mark.
I don't think there's any way that Okada is not going to win this over the Bastard Pack.
That's right. Ryan?
The Bastard. I liked him better as Aaron Neville.
Adrian.
Oh. Yo, Adrian. Neville.
Yeah, isn't Aaron Neville the singer?
He's the singer.
Oh, yeah, you better watch out.
You better. Watch out, Tim, the tool man.
Didn't he have like a mole on his like
sure did.
Face
yeah,
or neck?
Going on there, yeah.
He had a gigantic mole in his backyard.
Sure God. Did. Ryan.
You got to watch
yeah,
out.
The Okada man retains here.
If you're walking in that backyard, Smokey, you don't want to trip in a mole hole.
Yeah, three of us going for Okada. Next up. In a match that absolutely positively deserved to have footage of CM Punk choking out Jack Perry to build it. It is a ladder match between the Young Bucks and actually FTR. This is a walking 4-star match, regardless of whatever video you have in front of it. For it, Ryan, who wins?
I will love this so much. It is straight up my alley. The ladder match, this is it's going to be so good. I have the FTRs winning.
Okay. Mark.
Yes, yeah, going to be a great match. FTR cannot have a bad match. They're going to win.
Yeah. I think the FTR can't have a bad match either, and that's why the Young Bucks will win the AEW World Tag Team titles. Gotta make the Elite as golden as possible okay. throughout the whole shebang. Next up for the AEW Women's World Championship, it is a woman who did not lose her championship, Thunder Rosa, challenging Timeless Toni Storm. Intern Mark, we'll start with you.
Well, Tim, I like them both a lot. That Thunder Rosa from the graveyards of Tijuana. She's something special. But the Timeless one, not time to give up that title yet. Ain't happening. Timeless is going to win.
Yep. There is still time on Toni Storm's reign. Timeless Toni Storm retains.
I also think there is time left on Toni's reign. I think she's going to hold it until somebody else returns from injury or being away from television for quite some time before she relinquishes her stranglehold on the title. We then get to what some refer to as a dream match. It is the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson, versus the Aerial Assassin, Will Ospreay. Ryan, who wins and how many stars has Dave Meltzer already given this match?
Dave is starring all over the place right now before the match even begins. I don't know how this match does not end up with, what is it 6 stars? Is that his highest?
7.
He can do 7. That's mm-hmm. an odd number. I feel like there's not many 7-star ratings on anything. Like 5's a good number. Keep it below that. 6 if you really want something special. But 7, fuck, this gets 6.25 stars then from Dave Meltzer, and Will Ospreay will win.
Fair enough. Intern Mark.
Yes. I think it's going to be at least a 6-star match. And then Will Ocean Spray, Will Ostrich, he's going to win for sure.
If you haven't watched Hey EW with RJ City, Will Ospreay is the latest guest from last week. A very fun watch. It really humanizes Will Ospreay. With all of that said, I think Will Ospreay wins here. And who really loses is the cleaning ladies who have to go into Uncle Dave's office after this match, just cleaning all the ectoplasm off of the walls after he watches this match.
All the paper is just scattered around, absorbs it.
Scattered.
So yeah, nice. it's like having built-in sponges in the room.
So nasty.
But for me, the match of the night, the match on everybody's mind is for the AEW World Championship as Swerve Strickland finally gets his one-on-one opportunity at the title, challenging the incumbent champion, Samoa Joe. Ryan, what do you have?
I have the only championship switching is Chris Jericho. We have Toni Storm retaining. We have Julia Hart retaining. We have Okada retaining. I think WWE or AEW likes to shake things up enough. I'm going to go with Shane Swerve Strickland with Prince Nana, your new AEW World Champion.
Nice.
It's going to be a fun Intern match. Mark.
Intern Mark, what do you say?
Darn fun match. Remember when Shane Strickland used to come out to Michael Jackson's Want You Back on the Indies?
I remember that. That was fun. Good times.
That was fun. He's a nice fella, too.
Yeah.
I think they should put the title in Strickland, and I'm going to say they will not, which is going to just take away some of that momentum Strickland has right now. I think Joe's going to retain, maybe not win the match, but he's going to leave with the title, DQ, count out, something like that.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. If they do that, I hope that they rectify that when they go to Daly's place after the pay-per-view and do a rematch on Dynamite for the world title. That's the only way I can foresee this not taking place here at Dynasty. But for the sake of us discussing this card, now is the time to pull the trigger on Swerve Strickland as AEW champion.
Yes.
He is hotter than hot. And I feel as though if you don't pull the trigger now, that fuse is going to burn extremely fast. And you just run the risk of alienating your fan base for not just. Like WWE got lucky not letting Cody finish the story at WrestleMania 39, right?
That was a gamble.
Don't tempt fate here. Like, let's call a spade a spade. Swerve Strickland is the guy.
Right. The fans want it. Let's send folks home happy.
Yep.
And Joe has done his part. Like, Joe has been a fantastic world champion. He's been a great palate cleanse from MJF's year-long stranglehold on the title. So moving it to Shane, to Swerve Strickland, as we head into some of AEW's biggest match or biggest events of the year, with Double or Nothing right around the corner, and then All In and All Out shortly in tow behind that, and of course you got Forbidden Door. There's a lot to say, but for me, at Dynasty, it will officially become Swerve's house in AEW.
Let's catch up on some comments here real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Big Devin has a good point. Young Bucks will win with the help of Jungle Boy Jack Perry. I didn't think about that.
He's a Jungle Boy.
He had Tony Storm winning or retaining. Jim, I guess, on the 3CT page also said Storm. Jim said Ospreay wins and Meltzer gives it 8+ stars. He's going to add a star to his rating because this is uncharted territory. Big Devin also thinks Will wins. And then they both did say Shane Swerve Strickland. I guess he doesn't go by Shane anymore. I've just known him as Shane Strickland for so long. I can't break saying it, but Swerve Strickland.
His mama named him Shane. I'm going to call him Shane.
It's a Shane.
It's a Shane. But thank you guys so much. Of course, before we get out of here, always remember, go to prowrestlingdigital.prowrestlingscorecards.com, create an account, click factions, and join ours with the promo code 67AB85. If you can beat us, you get to be the people's champion. You get to guarantee a person gets a point in our Wrestler of the Year standings. So it's definitely a fun time. You will be the people's champ until Backlash. So get your votes in, and let's see if you can dethrone me.
But, do it, you cowards.
I dare you. I dare you. None of you have the testicular or ovarian fortitude to beat me. I'm including all genders and types and body types. There's no shaming on my gaming.
Oh, Devin's kicking us off. We got to go. Devin's wrapping us up. He's out. Shit.
That's right. Is there anything from anybody? Hard cut. Do you guys have anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here?
No, we got to talk about it next Tuesday.
Devin's wrapping us up.
Shit, sorry.
He's gone. Well,
Smokey, you chased him out.
Yeah, well, what we've got is always go to 3countthursday.com. Check us out wherever you get your shows, your enjoyment. Follow us all on all your podcatchers of choice. And we will see you over on the Tuesday show. Of course, the big cat's away. We're going to continue to play. But until then, as a wise man once said, stay safe, stay smart, and as always, go for the pin.